Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Donetta, aka D.E. Williams, and of course, I'm here to chew bubblegum and talk ish. And I am bringing this episode to you in regards to the Carly Russell situation. I wasn't going to talk about it. I haven't even been messaging people about it or responding to any post on Instagram, YouTube, everywhere, Facebook. That's a lie. I did respond to the one on Facebook, and that's before I started getting even more clues in regards to what is actually happening. So, the pertinent question that everyone has, of course, okay, are who is Carly Russell? Was Carly Russell abducted, or was it assumed she was based on the details of her brother's girlfriend? Is this a hoax? And or the result of social media being too woke, exclamation, or quotations, woke, and creating their own storylines based on the accounts of Carly's disappearance that initially did not come from her directly, but from others either in her immediate circle, such as the family who's hearing the information from somebody else, another source, and then we still have the 911 call, because that is putting her into question as a part of this story and where it actually starts from. So, now, we first heard about Carly Russell from where? I know I first heard of Carly Russell from a post on Instagram that my daughter shared from the Neighborhood Talk. And it was a post from Talitha Robinson Russell. And again, we are assuming, I did not investigate this or go through and find out who Talitha Robinson Russell is directly. She shared the post urging those, please check hotels, gas stations, rest stops, and be mindful of anything that looks suspicious. Whomever abducted her may be in a gray car. Her wig and hat were found at the scene, so her hair will be braided down to her scalp. Thank each of you for all of the love and support shown. The post from the Neighborhood Talk showed two pictures of Carly Russell wearing her graduation set and for what I can only assume, a more recent picture of her in a two-piece beige white fit with a message from her to Talitha Robinson Russell. Prayers up, woman disappears after calling 911 to report seeing child alone on I-459 in Hoover. Was abducted shortly after stopping to check on the child. The post started stated at 9:34 p.m. Thursday. However, police received a call from 25-year-old Carlicia Nicole Carly Russell, who told officers she saw a toddler alone and walking on the side of I-459. When she stopped to check on the child, it was noted she called a family member to report some details to them as well. The family member then lost contact with her, but the line remained open, and her family says the person on the phone with her at that time heard a scream. It was not clear if the scream came from Carly Russell or someone else, the child, whomever. That was not clear based on me going through different articles, police reports that has been noted in these articles, and on posts on Instagram where others are sharing the same stories, aren't going into detail as far as who was, who that was screaming, if the person recognized it to be Carly's voice or someone else, that they did not, an unidentifiable scream from someone that they did not know, okay? Now, it states that the police were already on their way due to Carly Russell's 911 call of the child being on the side of I-459. And this is where I started to question what the hell is going on? Okay, so the wig is off, your phone and your Apple Watch, based on the information and the details in these articles that they continue to say or claim that the police are finding when they assume are on the scene at this time. So your phone and Apple Watch is no longer on you. For what? For tracking purposes? Because now at this point, no one can track you, because the things, the technology or the electronics that would be able to track you on, you don't have. They're in your car. Why is that? I don't know. Is it to change of her identity? Would that be something that she would do intentionally? Or did someone else want to make sure she didn't have those things on her to not be traced? No communications made by her to anyone, and her identity changed from any witnesses that may have seen her, right? So if they did see her and she had her wig on with the hat or whatever, and now she doesn't have the hat on, no wig, it would be very hard for someone to say, yes, that's her, unless they remembered her clothing and that sort of thing. And sometimes, I mean, that would be the case. I would probably remember the clothing and not so much. Would I notice that this person, oh, that's her, did she take off her wig? You know, if you're just glancing at someone, especially because we don't know if the child was there, if it was a part of her imagination. At this point, nobody knows. But the updated information that I saw is that the police at this point, because they cannot verify the information that she's providing to them, they can neither confirm nor deny, but at this point, they're like, they don't believe the story. So, is it a hoax at this point? Okay? Because it just doesn't make any sense. Everybody's saying it doesn't make any sense. And it could be they were just assuming shit, because that's what we do. We love gathering information, details. If they're not actually telling us anything, I mean, come on. We already see or heard of the conspiracy theories surrounding Jamie Foxx, okay? I've seen so much shit come about cloning him because of the... Oh, my God. I don't want to laugh about it. But anyways, I love getting off subject to you guys. So there's that, you know, how we do it as far as social media woke communities. So now Carly is returned. She's home. Okay, but however, still no whereabouts of a child. And then she returns. Police say they cannot verify most of the information Carly Russell has given to the detectives handling this case, strange as it is. Now, the parents, okay, the family are the ones, in my opinion, still speaking for Carly to the public, besides the police, whom they've gotten some information from her when she returned home. But not in great detail, but her story is just not meshing well, okay? So the family and friends of the family or whomever are talking to the public, okay? So, and what the people on the outside know is that this is all speculation based on assumptions masterminded by the woke communities of social media. And even with all of the speculations and assumptions, it's still a bit weird that her phone searches included. Now, this took me back because I'm trying to figure out, and I don't think that we can truly figure out what's going on with somebody who's probably losing their minds. But that's just, again, hearsay. So, do you have to pay for an Amber Alert? That was one of the searches. How to take money from a register without being caught. Like, seriously, you guys? Okay, then there's the bus ticket searches from Birmingham to Nashville on the day before her disappearance, and a search of the movie Taken found on her phone. What the hell? Now, when I saw it, I'm like, and then if she is doing this, okay, and if she is doing this, at this point, I'm not sure if she is in her right mind, because if you're doing something and you want to get away with it, you're searching for the wrong shit, right? And then if you are searching for this shit and then you're coming up with this hoax or whatever, it says, you don't know how to clear your browser history, clear your cache, your data. Okay, then she searched for the maximum age of an Amber Alert, as if she's never seen an alert on her phone for elder people, which is generally nationwide. No, because I've seen them for elderly people. So they do searches. It's not generally, I don't think it's considered like an Amber Alert. Maybe it's called something else. I don't know. I did not search for that or go into research mode and or investigation mode for that. So I know I'm not going to search for it on my phone. Maybe that's why I didn't do it. I was like, hey, I want to search for it because just in case something happens, somebody says, she's not missing. No. Okay, so I'm like, what you say? And it's wild. It's crazy at this point. And the police is definitely, and it's understandable because everybody is thinking it. It's understandable for them to be considering that this is all to be suspects. And it's now the hoax of the century. And people are comparing it to Jussie Smollett, whatever his name is, or how to pronounce it. So the things that she was doing, like concealing a bathrobe and a roll of toilet paper and other items that they claim, and when I say they, they're, per the articles, they're saying that the police are claiming that she took these items and concealed them. These are items that are from her job, her place of business, her work. There still hasn't been no evidence and or sighting reported from others about a child walking alone the interstate alone. Okay, so my question to those searches are, when were they made? As far as the camera footage of the bathrobe and the toilet paper, this was, of course, the day before she became missing. So all of this is planned. I don't know the timeline as far as when she searched for this shit, so I'm just speculating, and it's going to be based on assumption, like everybody else, because we don't have diehard evidence, and the only story that we can believe or not believe is Carly's, because she's the only person that was a part of what actually happened to her, okay? So we don't have a timeline, which would tell us a lot, or maybe not, you know, who's to say. This entire story from the beginning of a child seen on the interstate to a woman being abducted, her wig is not on her head, the tracking devices left in her car, she's nowhere to be found. You know, at this time, they have absolutely no idea of what happened. And again, Carly is the only one that can make sense of this. However, we've seen the movies. In most movies, we can say that life imitates art. But it's mostly movies imitate life. Okay? We've seen the movies. If you haven't, check these movies out. And then you're going to find a lot of shit out that you're going to be like, yeah, she could be lying. It could be some other stuff happening. Searching and missing. Missing was the latest one. The searching came out back in 2018. And both of these stories basically give the person who's searching for their loved one, we start seeing or finding out with them that they don't know their loved ones at all. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of hidden stuff, a lot of lies, a lot of mistruths, misinformation, things that they think that they would know about their loved ones, they had absolutely no idea about. They come to find out things that they either didn't know, can't believe that this person was doing this, can't believe what's happening, and it kind of, you know, you still want to find your loved ones and you still want to love them and understand what's happening, but you know, it's a lot to take in when you find out that someone has been lying to you for your entire life, basically. Okay? And we learned from these stories that nothing is as what it seems, ever. You know, if it is a hoax, why report it as a toddler on the interstate that could be possibly debunked by others on the interstate that same day? In camera footage, we don't know if there was any type of CCTV out there. No accounts of a missing child to fit the description. So was there even a child? And if so, was she involved with the child being missing? Was it likely her telling on herself as an accessory to a possible child abduction? Was she looking to run away herself and find out what would be happening? You know, is she trying to escape something herself? And then, you know, does she have a guilty conscience of everything that has happened, or the fact that she's kidnapped somebody's child? I don't know. I'm trying to figure out why she, if you're going to do a hoax, why say that it was a child? Why not just start with just being missing? Why not just disappear? Why lie and say a child is involved if a child is never involved or was never involved, whatever? You know, we've seen, and again, she's researching the movie Taken. Could she have been researching the movie Taken to find out what's going to happen to her? But wouldn't she have already known that something was going to happen to her? If her abductors are there, if there are abductors, why would they allow her to do searches? Was the searches done the day before she became missing? It's really wild. Was she doing the Taken research, looking at the Taken research, because she was the villain in this scenario or storyline, and she wanted to actually abduct someone? What if she's trying to abduct someone and then take their child? The speculations as a writer, I could come up with a whole lot of shit. But because, you know, you don't have anything at this point, you're assuming, you're speculating, you're bringing up stuff, you're trying to grasp at straws at this point, because there's no actual evidence here. My question was also, if she's out of sorts mentally, was she drugged and then abducted and taken to a place, and she can only account for irrelevant events that took place? You know what I'm saying? She can't really give too much detail, and the details that she is given about having cheese with crackers that the lady was giving her. What lady? Who are these people? Because at this point, if she was trying to disappear and then she decided, oh, I'm not going to disappear, what if she came back home, realized that this story just blew the fuck up, and now she's a part of it. She's the center of attention, and everybody knows about what she tried to do as far as disappear and abduct herself. Now she's stuck. She doesn't know what to do. She doesn't even know how to come up with a lie. So now she's just grasping, like we are, at straws to try to come up with a storyline that's somewhat plausible. But she can't, because it's a lie, and she doesn't even know that what was happening while she's trying to disappear and run away and whatever she's trying to do. She doesn't know that this story is taking place where it has blown up out of proportion, and she doesn't know how to fix it. And at this point, she's just going to literally lose her mind, literally. Because she is wild to her. Because, oh my God, y'all really did this shit? This shit didn't really blew up like this? I didn't mean for it to blow up like this. And now she's fearful. She's afraid. She doesn't know what to say or what to think. So even if it was a hoax and she was trying to escape or whatever she was trying to do, that is my only belief in this story, is that if she, the day before, she was grabbing at a robe, toilet paper, she's trying to get somewhere. And she was trying to go somewhere possibly. She was trying to escape. She tried to change her own identity. She tried to be you know, get rid of the tracking devices on her. She tried to come up with a story and say, okay, I'm going to be abducted, but then, boom, she changes her mind. And now she screwed herself completely, okay? So if she wasn't drugged and abducted and taken to a place that, you know, she can't account for, the question remains on everybody's mind. And people, I mean, at this point, the police is already probably going to give up. They're probably, if they say, if they cannot prove that it's a hoax, would they charge her like they did Jesse? Take her to court for this hoax or whatever? I mean, she's not giving up any type of, from what I can see, or, you know, from reading on the articles here, she's not actually giving up information as far as what race they are and trying to make it seem as if she was beaten by some, you know, a specific race. I don't even know why Jesse did this shit. So, I mean, why he did it, why she's doing this, why some people lie. You know, you got the white woman who killed her own babies, her boys, drowned them in the car and lied instead of black man. Kidnapped her children when he was still in the car. Why say any of this? Go crazy. Lose your mind. Say somebody robbed you, but you, you know, you can't say who did it because they had on ski masks, something. Why lie to this extent? The extent that these people are lying, you know, and then giving up. I'm trying to figure out what is going on with people. And you, I mean, you have so many people that has done this. The white woman, I'm not even going to remember her name. I think her story, it's on Hulu, I'm not for sure. This was the white woman who basically ran away from her husband and children, and she was staying with her lover, and they had, I don't know, I can't remember if they requested any type of a compensation, but she lied and stated that she was kidnapped and or abducted. And lied to the very end, pretended like she was trying to get away from the ex-boyfriend, then lied until the ex-boyfriend had did it. OMG. And I'm just trying to figure out why people do this. It's crazy. And to me, this is now, I mean, all of these stories could be grouped into some type of crazy Lifetime movie, which is unfortunate, but it can, and people will do it. We're just asking ourselves, is this fact or fiction? The public and or the whole communities of social media have to decide, right? Has there been enough evidence presented and or does the details we know about Carly and the toddler dressed in a white shirt and diapers, I think she stated, was how the child appeared. Along with the evidence and camera footage on the days before her abduction, leading to up to her abduction, is that enough to prove if this is a tell of a woman who has suffered a trauma that has left her in a delusioned state of mind, or is it a tell of fiction of someone who's suffering from a mental breakdown? If she never had any history of doing stuff like this, she was never a runaway before, she's never made up stories to this extent, what is it? You know, is it a fact or fiction? Is it a fact that she's losing her mind mentally and she's going through a mental breakdown and she was trying to escape and she changed her mind? Or is she a woman that literally was abducted, drugged, and suffered some type of trauma that has left her in a delusional state of mentality? This is wild, but it is a great story that we could definitely see happening, like the movie Searching and Missing, and possibly a documentary. Cha-ching. You see what happens there? Yeah. So here we are. So leave a comment, man. Leave a comment. Let me know what you think. What's going on? What are your assumptions of this particular Carly Russell case? Is it a hoax? Is it fact or fiction? What?